B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG, it's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One of the first things I thought of when I heard the news last night, this is how my mind works, and I think the money part of this is just so crucial. On all sides of it, on Antonio Brown's side, on the team's side, on the Raiders' side, on your side, it's just a huge factor. When I first heard it last night, I said, did the funds go through on that $5 million bonus
check? Sure, yeah, the same thing crossed my mind.
I said, was that a direct wire? Was that a direct deposit right into the account and have the funds cleared into his checking account? Because if they had it, put a stop on it. Stop it. Stop right. the check.
I was wondering, is the ink dry?
Call the bank. I mean, you can sign the contract. Doesn't matter what you sign, but where are the funds? Did the $5 million transfer from the Patriots Bank into his personal bank account yet? Or is it waiting overnight and it goes in first thing tomorrow morning? Because if it goes in first thing tomorrow morning, I'm calling the bank tonight. I have an emergency situation. We're not going to send through those funds. So did he actually get the $5 million? And so that's what I was wondering. Because again, he signed a $9 million signing bonus, but they're in two installments. It was reported five now, four later. We didn't know the dates. So I thought it would have came right when he signed on Monday or whatever. Turns out, no. According to Burt Breer, valuable information here. Burt Breer says Brown's $9 million signing bonus will be paid in two installments. A $5 million payment is due on September 23rd, a week from Monday. The remaining $4 million is due January 15th. Now the Patriots do this routinely, and in this case, it is needed because I would not give that guy a dime until he's proved it to you. Now, I think they've given him way too much guaranteed money, way too much upfront money. But be that as it may, at least there's a little bit of wriggle room there. He has a $1 million base that's guaranteed, $500,000 in per game roster bonuses. So if he shows up for all 15 remaining games, it's $500,000. And then $1.5 million, we talked about this yesterday, $1.5 for each of the following, 105 catches, 1,298 yards, and 16 touchdown receptions. Burt also had the contract, like the screen grab the contract. In the guarantee language portion, okay, the part that deals with guarantees.
This I did see, yeah.
If Brown, quote, takes any action that materially undermines the public's respect for or is materially critical of... I love that part there. The club, the players, teammates, or the club's ownership and coaches, etc., the guarantees will null and void. So the teams, put it, if you badmouth us, the guarantees go away. And I wonder, this is just parenthetically, I wonder if they have clauses in contracts that say this clause shall survive in perpetuity or shall survive after your tenure with the team. Because the amount of happy talk that comes from these guys after they leave, even in bad circumstances, is like... suspicious to me. Like, I feel like they're almost contractually bound to say nice things. Or if they say bad things, there's still some repercussion for them. But anyway, that's just an aside. Okay, so if he does anything that undermines the public's respect for the club, the guarantee's null and void. Does this qualify for something that happened allegedly in 2017 and 2018?
I would say not yet because we don't know that he definitively did it.
And
you follow me?
Yes. Yeah.
In other words, like I think there's enough of a loophole for him there legally to win.
But are you allowed to say, well, it says takes any action. So that's like present tense. Are you allowed to go back in time and say, well, you did this 2 years ago. So that.
I would imagine.
That qualifies. Here's my point.
I would say yes.
Here's my point.
If it was unknown at the time of the signing, I would say yes.
It really doesn't matter. You know why? Because you're still holding the money. So whether it technically violates that paragraph or not, you have the money. If you don't pay him on September 23rd, you can say to Drew Rosenhaus, come sue us, big fella. Come on, Drew, file a grievance. Come after us. We're not giving you this money. And we can argue about that paragraph as much as you want. But we have the money. So it really doesn't matter what the contract says. That's why I said, where are the funds? Did they go into his account? Did they direct deposit into his account on Monday, or do you still got them? And apparently you still got them. So it doesn't matter what the contract says. You still got the money.
Unless they paid him early.
Unless they paid him early.
I mean, that's a deadline.
You're right.
That's a deadline.
It's due on September 23rd. They can pay it whenever.
Now, if you're asking me what do I think, I don't think they paid him yet. I mean, why would you?
I mean, why would you put in the contract it's due September 23rd and then pay him September 10th?
Particularly when he's a nutcake. So that's what I mean. If we were talking about Tom Brady here, you'd say, no problem, Tom. You know what? We have 2 weeks to pay him, but we'll pay you now. No problem. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it this weekend. We're not going to wait till the 23rd. With this complete lunatic, no way. You take every minute you can, I would think.
Yeah, they get.
So I'd be willing to bet they haven't paid him yet.
Well, the stopgap is $1 million. It's the $1 million, and then they have until the 23rd to give him this five. In the meantime, you know how volatile and unpredictable he is, so you wait until the 23rd. And now, you know, now the accuser is going to go meet with the NFL next week. The NFL is going to look into this. You have time to gather some information and to, you know, realize you should probably cut your losses before that $5 million bucks goes through.
I mean, what happens if the league puts him on the commissioner's exempt list? It means he can't play for you, but he still gets paid. And he's on the commissioner's exempt list on September 23rd. And here you are with a guy that you can't play, who is sort of being held in purgatory till they find out what was going on, and you owe him a check for $5 million.
Oof.
What do you do?
I think that if that's Mike, if it's pending investigation...
I don't have my checkbook with me. Sorry.
If it's pending investigation, they got to pay him.
I mean, so how about that one? And I wouldn't. I'd say, screw you. Come after me, Drew. You want to do that, Rosenhaus? You know, after all the, you know, and when Rosenhaus talks about he's done a ton of deals with the Patriots and he's good with the Belichicks, it's totally true. And, you know, Rosenhaus is Gronkowski's.
Right, exactly. I mean,
just think of how much time he spent with the Patriots just on Gronkowski alone. You know, thankfully, nothing as sinister as the Brown stuff, but high maintenance stuff either way. You know, he's had to do a lot with the Patriots. So Drew's got a really good relationship with Bill. Don't pay him the money. You want to file a grievance and come sue us? Come sue us. You really want to do that, Drew? And ruin a relationship, a good relationship you have with the most important team in the league? Be my guest. But I don't know. Like, that's an interesting spot, huh? And that is, so the whole thing with the commissioner's exempt list is what leads me to believe, did the Patriots know? Did they not know? There's no way they knew.
Oh, they didn't know. No.
If they knew and still entered into this contract and knowing that there was a chance, a real chance he gets put on an exempt list, and can't play, but you still have to pay him? Who's signing up for that?
No. There's no way they knew. They didn't know. I mean, I'm convinced that they didn't know just by the timing of it. Like, you know, you're going to sign the guy on one day, and the next day the thing pops out? Like, who would do that? Like, talk about completely blowing the thing up before it even got off the ground.
So this clown, we've been watching this garbage for about a year now. Look at the stupid Steelers. Look at them Facebooking Mike Tomlin. Look what the Steelers put up with. Look at the stupid Steelers. Look at these guys with this Antonio Brown, this clown. What a garbage team that is. Stupid Steelers. And then he goes to the Raiders. It's like, look at the Raiders. You stupid Raiders. You traded for that. You invited that into your organization. Ha ha. Ah, the Steelers, you clowns.
Burns his feet off. The helmet stuff. You're going to give him $30 million guaranteed.
Look at you. Garbage team. Of course you signed Antonio Brown. You traded for him, you idiots. Look at this train wreck. This is fun watching you out there, you clowns. Now it's you. You willfully invited this into your organization. It's mind-blowing, really. It's mind-blowing. This is not just someone who's had a checkered past or who might have been misunderstood or had a spotty reputation. That's Moss. That's Dylan. That's those guys. This is a whole nother deal. It is a guy who is unraveling personally, professionally, and is bringing people down with him. And you brought him into your house?
I'll tell you, though, I'm still not as surprised as you are by that. Mike, look at the list of jackasses they brought in here.
I told you, though.
This
is a special breed of jackass.
Okay, but again, they run a wide range. Albert Hainsworth, you bring Albert Hainsworth into your organization. And look,
yeah, but Maz, we're so many years removed from that, and it's post
but it doesn't
Aaron Hernandez
matter.
That I just feel like they wouldn't. I was really surprised. I know how talented he is. I never thought they would have touched this guy with a 10-foot pole.
I mean, this is what Bill does. This is what Bill does. When there's a chance to get a good player at a good deal, he will do it. He doesn't care about the rest of the crap. Like, that's the part on some level we can say, well, you'd think by now they'd learn. But when he keeps winning, he gets more emboldened. He does. He just does. He feels like he can do whatever he wants and spit in people's faces and not answer questions, which he again proved today. Like, I just find it stunning that he doesn't have the capacity, save for the press conference he did after Aaron Hernandez, when he showed some level of humility, that he doesn't have the capacity to sit there or the smarts to sit there today and say, hey, guys, look, this thing popped up. We don't know what it is yet. We treat it seriously. We're going to look into it. I don't want to get into it too much more than that. Your questions are all legit. Okay, but he can't bring himself to do it.
He kind of did it.
Yeah, but not really. Not in that tone.
In his way, he did.
It's more combative always with him. It's always more combative. He won't give ground on it.
So, thank God again for Byron Barnett, who, again, we've been led to believe by sources, actually gets his questions from Hook. It's like,
Hook's mouthpiece, yeah.
Cyrano de Bergerac there. There's Hook, like,
hiding in the bushes.
I actually think, if I got to like look back, I think Hook actually put on Twitter, hey, what questions you want Byron Barnett to ask him?
Yeah. I texted Hook today.
Well, Hook and Byron Barnett did their jobs. They sure did their jobs.
It's like broadcast news. Marshall's whispering in his ear while he asks the questions and they come out on TV.
I mean, so, like, all you care about is will it affect the team and the win-loss? A day like today, it doesn't. You know, especially this week against this opponent. But do you think the organization considers this a good day for the organization?
No way, of course not.
I mean, come on. Come on. All right, you want to hear Bill at his finest today with Byron Barnett, the back and forth? We'll play it for you right after these words. Felgram, as we continue with your calls all day long, and if anything develops on Brown, and it always does, you'll be the first to know. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
The NFL did not know about this. It was unaware of this particular situation until tonight. And so this is unfolding in front of the NFL's eyes just as it is unfolding in front of the eyes of everybody else. The NFL will have to gather as much information as it can as quickly as it can, and try to make a decision. Now, tonight, the NFL has not rendered any comment whatsoever on the Antonio Brown situation. But when you speak to people around football, they have wondered whether the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell could go ahead and place Antonio Brown on the commissioner exempt list, which would give everybody time to sort out some of the details of this case, to figure out what did and didn't happen, and then to make a more educated decision with the benefit of time. Again, another person said the commissioner exempt list at this point in time, it's premature to say that, but I think there are other people who think that could come into play here. We'll see how it plays out this week, depending on what the league decides.
Yeah, there's no risk. I just keep saying that. Sign a guy, have to pay a guy, but you can't play him because the commissioner puts him on a, not quite a suspension list, but no, it's even worse than a suspension. It's worse than a suspension because
you have to pay him.
You have to pay him. The suspension, you don't have to pay him. If he's on the commissioner's exempt list, you still have to pay him and you can't use him.
Although now that I think of it, don't you pay him in a suspension and the money goes to the retired players fund or something?
I don't even know how that all
something
works.
Something like that, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're probably right. But either way, he gets paid. He still gets paid.
Oh my gosh! Can you imagine that? If you're them, and again, it's easy for me to say, okay, but if you're them, I would look at it and say, do we really need this guy? We don't. We look dynamite on Sunday night anyway. Like, what are we doing here? Eat the $5 million and get rid of him.
And they haven't even paid him the $5 million. The $5 million's due a week from Monday. So you even save yourself $5 million. Save yourself. Save yourself. Save yourself this headache. Save yourself $5 million, and just. Here's your chance. Cut bait. People will understand. They won't hold it against you. Meanwhile, contentious media session, a media session today, Bill Belichick. The whole thing lasted about 4 minutes. The first minute or two of which was a generic opening statement on the Dolphins and facing some of the former coaches and blah, 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 the usual sort of opening statement Wednesday of game week. Then in the middle of it, was Belichick sort of read a statement on Antonio Brown and then took questions. So we're going to pick it up right in the middle of the opening statement when he gets to Brown, and then we play all the back and forth. Is this edited, Jimmy? Did you cut anything?
I did. This is as it ran. This is live to tape.
Yeah, this is pretty much worth playing in its entirety.
Yeah, so we're going to play it. Yeah.
This is great.
How long is it?
2:25.
Okay, so this is the full scrum, 2:25. Enjoy.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously. All the way through the organization. Sure, there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today. So right.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
we'll say more.
That, could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more?
When we know more, we'll say more.
Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown in practice today?
Yes.
And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday?
We're taking it one day at a time. Just like we always do.
Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's
We're preparing for one day at a time.
How much weight would the allegations against him weigh as to whether or not he's playing on Sunday?
Yeah. I appreciate all the questions, and that's what's been said has been said.
Bill, you brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think that Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if he'll require more attention?
No.
How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season?
We're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is, we're on Miami.
You've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident that this is not going to throw you off track at all?
We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report, went through the game plan today. We're going to practice for Miami.
Can you tell us at all what Antonio Brown has said to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami? Any other questions?
Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? I mean, we're just trying to find out if he said anything to you about his position and about the allegations.
Yeah, and I just answered that question.
Well, actually, I did.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
That last part's tremendous.
That's great.
So, yeah, look, again, there's a couple of things that about Bill that bugged me in this one.
Okay. I don't think he did bad today.
No. I'll tell you what. It's not as bad as I thought when I listened to it the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not as bad as I thought. Okay. And again, maybe it's just because I was hearing it for the first time. I'm like, just answer the question. Okay. So when he's asked, did you know about it beforehand? Well, I'm not going to comment on the statements. No one's asking about the statements. We're asking you, did you know about it? So, like, how about just answering the question? What's so hard about that? How about, guys, we didn't know about it. We're trying to find out more, too. What's so hard about that? What major secret does that disclose? But that would be acknowledging that, you know, he has to actually answer a question that someone else is asking him. So this is the part that pisses me off. That part pissed me off. And then when we know more, we'll say more. Really? Since when? Since when have you ever said more when you knew more? Since when? I mean, that's such a load of crap, it isn't even funny. You never say anything about anything. So, like, look, I'll say, it's not as bad as I thought. Okay? It's not as bad as I thought.
Because he did say at some point, I understand their questions. And,
sure.
You know, like, he just doesn't have that gene to talk like a human being up there to us. He just doesn't, which we all know now after 20 years.
I know that. But again, we're not talking about football anymore. So you want to spit in someone's face about why did you call that play on 4th and 2? Fine. Whatever. It's football. This gets a little different. So did you know? Well, I'm not going to comment on the statements.
Is it possible, Maz, that there's some nuance to did they know? Like, in other words, let me just paint this scenario.
Sure.
that Bill and Rosenhaus have a great relationship. And they talk all the time about a lot of players, and they have a really good open communications. I think that's true between him and Rosenhaus. So when he's talking to Rosenhaus here on Saturday or Sunday, he says, you know, Drew, is there anything that, you know, I need to know? I don't want any surprises. And Rosenhaus says, well, yeah, Bill, there's been this gal threatening this thing against Antonio. We don't think she's going to do it. She hasn't done it yet, but she's threatening it, and it's sort of been out there. And Bill says, all right. Okay, good to know. And Bill says, all right, says to himself, she hasn't done anything yet. It'll blow over. If she does it in 2 weeks, we'll be 2 weeks down the road. It's not going to be that big a deal. And he sort of has knowledge, but he doesn't tell Robert because he knows if I go tell Robert and the now ownership, no, the non-football side of the building.
Then you don't get him.
Then you don't get him.
You don't get the player.
So is there some dance there? Because I wonder if that goes on. I mean, it must go on, whether it's here or any team.
I mean, I wouldn't rule that out.
Where, you know, the coach, manager really wants the player. All he cares about is the talent and the player, but he's got some baggage that would upset the owners or the ownership family or the PR end of the building. And so he just doesn't tell the PR end of the building.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
And so I'm sure that happens all the time. And I don't know if it happened in this case, but I wonder if there's some nuance between who knew and when, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, which again, look, and I'm trying to be fair about it, brings the timing of the lawsuit into question.
Because, well, why?
Well, I don't know. The guy's in the middle of a poop storm right now, Antonio Brown. He's all over the news for being an a-hole and having blistered feet and the whole nine yards. Then he ends up with the Patriots, his first day there, and all of a sudden we learn that the thing was filed yesterday, right?
So that you think that that was the best chance to really hurt him if you were that...
I think he's vulnerable. And so again, I'm just trying to think out loud.
I mean, they didn't concoct the thing in 2 days because
right. So it's been waiting there.
She's got like three different law firms to, you know, get that thing going. I mean, that's been weeks, months, and I mean, maybe that's just been waiting there. She's just had it in the drawer, you know, waiting to, you know, when's the best time for maximum
file it.
To, you know, maximum hurt.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, it's not like they said, oh, he's with the Patriots, whip this thing up and let's send it. No, they had it.
So I wonder.
Unless they were negotiating with him, trying to broker a settlement, he wouldn't bite. And so they said, okay, fine, just hang on to it. When the time is right, we'll file. But I don't know. I'm asking.
But this scenario of you signing him being on the commissioner's exempt list, he still gets paid, he can't play, and you get to September 23rd when that $5 million bonus check is due. What do? You have to pay him? You got to write that check for $5 million for this cretin? Who can't even play for you now? That's a spot. I can't believe they bargained for that. I can't believe they would knowingly walk into that one.
Unbelievable. They signed the guy in a day later.
The very latest on the
poop
situation.
Storm.
Very latest. What is it, Jimmy? What is it again? We've had this sounder, man. We've had so many opportunities to use it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, boy, would you look at that. Batten down the hatches, everyone. Grab your umbrellas. It's a Patriot storm. Run for the hills. It's a Patriot storm.
The very latest on that crap storm right here in the update that I promise right to your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston's home for sports.
Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed. I just want to reiterate, people should please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate. And there are facts out there that will come to light that will establish that he is indeed not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter, and this is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain.
Okay, more from Drew Rosenhaus today. As promised, to your phones, Jay and Newton. What's your reaction?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Good job.
Couple things. One is, he admitted that he knew about it him and Antonio Brown knew about it before they signed the contract. Isn't he supposed to, like, you know, disclose that to the Patriots before they sign a $15 million contract?
You know, and, yeah, you would hope that he is. You would hope that he is, that he would do that, but you don't know if he did.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, she took two, I don't know, I was reading, I was having lunch today in Boston, and I was reading, I don't know, TMZ Sports or the New York Times or whatever, that she had taken two polygraph tests and passed with flying colors, and the polygraphs were taken by one of the guys was like the guru of polygraph tests.
Okay, Jay, I'm going to let you go. I don't know if those are admissible and how relevant those are.
They are in the lawsuit filing that she took those, yeah.
Yeah.
I read that this morning, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we can talk about the lawsuit if you want, and if she has a case or if she's making it up or if he's going to be found guilty or liable or what, we can discuss it if you want. To me, that's really not the point. It's just another bleep storm that follows this guy. It's the stink that follows this guy on a daily basis, and it's going to continue as long as he's here. Are you willing to put up with it? And I'm surprised that they are. I'm surprised that they are, because it's a different level than they've done in the past. This guy is a different level. Joseph and Taunton, go ahead, Joe. What do you got?
Yeah, so I haven't heard you guys talk about this, but remember when this guy was literally throwing furniture out of a hotel and almost killed a kid?
Yeah.
I think this guy has a clear history of doing whatever he wants when he doesn't get his way, and I wonder what's going to happen on the field when Belichick tells him, you know, you're doubled up and we're not going to throw you the ball, and what's going to... And, you know, and all that.
Joseph, he's completely out of control.
Whatever happens, they'll get what they deserve because they should have never brought him in the first place.
So I wonder if that thing was the child endangerment, right? When he threw the furniture off the balcony.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Was that in Pittsburgh?
So good question. I don't know. But he,
Murray, look it up.
Yeah, he came within, you know.
That's right.
Right. I wonder if that was the child endangerment charge.
And there was a child down there? He almost threw the furniture on a kid?
Yeah, he almost hit a kid with the furniture.
So you know that?
Yeah, that's what the guy just said, and that's what was reported on the internet, too.
A kid, a child.
I mean, because the internet's an all-knowing, reliable source.
Why don't I think it was like college students or something?
According to court documents, Brown accused of throwing furniture from the 14th-story balcony of a Florida apartment building, which nearly hit a 22-month-old child.
22-month-old?
Yeah.
I thought I heard 22-year-old.
No.
Oh, no. So,
but that was Florida, so it's irrelevant.
Right, so there's going to have to be a child endangerment charge in Florida to go on top of the child endangerment call that the DA got in Allegheny County. In Pittsburgh, he's a child endangerment in two states. So this, again, if you're just joining us, folks, the civil lawsuit, again, it's just civil. And two of the incidents happened in his Pittsburgh home. One of them happened in his Miami home. And it was reported earlier today that the Allegheny County DA's office said it would look into a criminal probe of Antonio Brown. And everyone thought, oh, okay, so now the DA is going to look at a criminal charge to go along with the civil charge relating to this sexual assault. No, turns out there was an entirely separate incident that the Allegheny County DA was made aware of up there involving child endangerment. And he said, no, we're looking into the child endangerment, or we did. We got a call on from a police force up there on child endangerment, and we looked into that, and we decided not to pursue it. And so they had to qualify that. No, yeah, we did look at criminal charges for Brown, but it was for child endangerment, not this one. So again, just another day, another dollar with Antonio Brown. It's going to be something different every day. Every day, every week, it's going to be something different.
I mean, that's the real story, right, as far as the Patriots are concerned, is that every once in a while something pops up with this guy.
I
say pops up, like, you know. This guy gets himself into situations constantly.
Toxic hurricane of chaos. I'm reading more about this, too. So this lawsuit file, this was the furniture throwing thing.
Yep.
Victim contends two very large vases, an ottoman, other pieces of furniture landed just feet away from the child and the grandfather. Goes on to say surveillance video clearly shows objects falling from the balcony and nearly striking the two people on the ground. Again, a 22-month-year-old. Brown was said to be, quote, extremely agitated, acting aggressively, and yelling at security personnel when police arrived. That's good. Yep, this is who you brought in. But now everything's going to be fine because he's a member of the Patriots. No, it's a witch hunt, you guys bring this kind of stuff up. Oh, yeah, no. Uh-huh. Just wait. So, again, even if these allegations are false, just wait. It's been a day. A day. Not a week. Not a month. Not week 8. Not week 9. Not the bye week. He's here a day, and we have this. A day. And you think this is just going to be it? They should have never signed this guy. You people thought this about him 5 days ago, 6 days ago, And now, because he's a Patriot, now why are you talking about this? Shouldn't you be talking about casting his contract? Move on. You're all haters. It's a witch hunt. No. You're just all sticking your heads in the ground. Bad guy. He's a bad guy. He shouldn't be here. And based on Sunday, they don't even really need him.
They totally don't need him. They totally don't need him. And I am stunned they invited this into their house. I keep saying it. They walked right into it. It's not like there's some innocent, you know, oh, well, that's bad luck that that happened. What do you think this guy, again, even if the Patriots didn't know, and I don't think they knew specifically, they're not off the hook in terms of what do you think he's doing in his private life? You see how he's acted professionally. What makes you think he goes home and is suddenly a sane, thoughtful, law-abiding individual? What makes you think that? I mean, what does he do when you see him from 9 to 5? What does he do that leads you to believe that when he goes home, he's any different? He's completely out of control and has been for a while. And so I think the thing today with the rape lawsuit is unfortunately just sort of the beginning, as Murray has been saying. It'll be something every day, every week, every month. We continue with your thoughts and this story right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the deck squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you read through the lawsuit, some of the allegations are very disturbing, quite honestly, at times. And that would cause someone, a layman maybe, who doesn't know, have the legal background that you have, Ryan, to ask this question. If the allegations are that serious, why would someone, not to speak for this particular accuser, why would someone file a civil lawsuit prior to anything from a criminal standpoint involving the police?
Part of it is because they can. You, in this country, just because you have something criminal has happened to you, just because you don't go to the police, and we don't know for sure if she did. It just appears at this moment that that did not happen, or maybe she did, or there's no police report, at least at this point, certainly helps us. But as a lawyer, that's what I look at too. I say, okay, has there been a criminal complaint filed? And then the civil suit possibly comes after. But in some cases, people do file that civil suit first because they say, no matter what happens with authorities or anything like that, I believe that I have been damaged in some way. I believe that I have been wronged and I deserve to be compensated for it. And what ends up being very interesting.
All right, it's ESPN legal analyst Ryan Smith on that civil versus criminal thing. I understand why you would have your doubts about the veracity of the plaint, you know, the gal's claims. She never went to the police.
I mean, I have my doubts.
Sure. I mean, that, and I think those doubts are valid. You know, it could be totally made up. Could be a total, Antonio Brown's lawyers called it a money grab. Could be completely that. Could be totally made up. Really kind of not the point today. The point is that this is going to follow this guy. And things like this are going to just be hanging over him the entire year, because this is how he's lived his life in the last year and a half. He's off the chain. And so that's his problems are now your problems. And I am still surprised that the Patriots have accepted those and are okay dealing with them. That surprises me. Mike in Shrewsbury, go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. What do you got?
Good. Listen, just one quick thing. I believe Belichick and the Krafts knew about it. And if Myra was still alive, do you think this thing would be going on the way it's been going on? Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. But I don't know. I mean, does the football, and that's not just here, any team, does the football side tell the ownership side everything they know about a prospect that they want to sign?
No.
Not if they really want to sign them, they don't.
I mean, how could you?
Right.
Like, look, I said this to someone earlier today. Like, the reality in that league is that if you really dig in, you're going to lose a big percentage of the players. And, you are.
Yeah, especially when these head coaches are essentially hired to get fired. Yeah. I mean, there's certain things. Are you sure he's got a clean background? Oh, yeah, sure. Everything.
thing's fine.
Right, exactly. And subsequently, if Drew Rosenhaus wants to get his client a contract, he should reveal it to Bill. You know, when I had that made-up conversation I had, you know, Bill says to him, is there anything, any surprises coming? I need to know everything. Rosenhaus should say, yeah, we've had this threat over our heads now for the last however long. But it's easily that Rosenhaus could have said, nah, no, we're good, Bill. Give us the pay. Let's sign. Because he wants to make the deal.
Of course, yes. I mean, there's all types of, you know, I want to say deceit, but fact withholding. You know, not necessarily engaging in a topic. There's all kinds of that goes on all the time in these things.
What sort of, you know, could the Patriots have known on their own? I mean, if incarcerated Bob knew, and apparently if you read his stuff over the weekend, he did. So if it was out there somewhere and some people knew, you know, again, how's your security staff? I'm sort of wondering about their intel.
Do you miss Jack Easterby? Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, could they have known just on their own? Because apparently some people did. June in Wakefield. Go ahead, June.
Hi.
Hi, June.
What was I going to say? Oh, first a quick thought. I'm 83 years old, and my thought is, if something happens and you go back a second time and then a third time, I find that hard to believe. My question is, can the Pets legally get out of the contract since these are allegations?
Okay, can they get out of the contract? And the first thing she said was, again, the accuser,
Brittany Taylor, yeah,
suffered what she claimed to be a sexual assault in 2017, then came back and worked for him in 2018. And there were, I guess, two incidents in 2017, and then she went home with him in 2008. So that, I think that's what June is referring to, another hole in her case, which probably has many. Can they legally get out of the contract? I don't know. The important thing is that they haven't paid him any money yet. So whether they can or they can't, they can easily say, we're not giving you the money. If you think you're entitled to it, then come sue us. File a grievance, Drew, and let's go. Let's file a grievance with the PA and be happy to see you in court, but we're not giving you the money. And that's really the contract. Where's the money is what matters. And when I first heard this last night, I said to myself, again, did that wire transfer go through? Did they deposit the funds into his account yet? Because if not, I'd put a stop on it. And it turns out that the $5 million bonus payment of the $9 million guaranteed is due a week from Monday. So they haven't given him anything yet. Really doesn't matter what the contract says. It matters where the money is. Max in Connecticut. Go ahead, Max.
Yeah, just a quick comment and a quick question. I called last week and said they were going to take him. He's a distraction. He's disruptive. And that's putting it mildly. But the question is, knowing what we know now and not letting this thing go any further with anything else breaking out about him, what's your call? Do the Patriots break from him?
Yes. If you want a prediction, yes. I don't know if it comes today, tomorrow, next week, but there'll be more, and they'll reach a point where they say, we just can't do this. And so that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to make it through the year here. If you want a prediction, that's what I think. And I told you earlier, I half of me thinks that any second now, Jimmy's going to hit the button, and we're going to hear Adam Schefter reporting that he's been released. And but maybe that's not today. Maybe that's not this week. Maybe it's not next week. I don't think he makes it all year. And more to the point, I don't think the Patriots make it all year. I'd frankly be surprised if we make it to September 23rd and they have to pay that. Now, the exempt list is sort of, I don't think you can release him if he's on the exempt list, but you still have to pay him. That's a real mother bleeper, that exempt list.
No, I think that's what happened with Greg Hardy in Carolina, right?
Like, I'd release him now before I have to deal with that.
Like, I think Greg Hardy was on that thing for 10 weeks.
So you can't release him. He's your problem. He's your property. He's your rights. You hold his rights is what I mean to say. You have to pay him, but he can't play for you. Like, it's
no worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
From a football standpoint.
The caller said before the distraction of Antonio Brown. Let me tell you my feelings on that. I don't think it's going to be a disruption or distraction to the football players. I mean, it's going to be like to them in the locker room today. They have to answer questions about it. That's annoying. But when it comes to the game, this team doesn't get tripped up by stuff like that.
Not typically, no. In fact, the opposite often happens.
Yeah. No, they circle the wagons and right.
Yeah, they rally around it.
So you've never heard me say that once today or even in the whole Antonio Brown thing. I don't think it's going to be his circus show is going to be a distraction or a disruption. I think it is distracting and disrupting to ownership and the people in charge of the brand of the Patriots, that's a tremendous nuisance and a tremendous drag on them. Again, the PR today is just hideous.
So the part
that's bad for them. And let me just say one more thing. The only destruction or disruption happens is if, in the football context, Antonio Brown doesn't run the right routes and falls on the wrong side of Brady, and then he reacts to it, and then that has the trouble to be, you know. But just the fact that he had a civil suit for rape filed against him is not going to impact the football team.
No, I just think, though, it's all part and parcel to what this guy is, which is unpredictable. Unpredictable. You don't know what's going to come next on the field or off. You just don't know. And again, I find it, I want to say, amusing on some level that, and I'm going back to Malcolm Butler here, and it's not a perfect apples to apples. But if you remember, when they didn't sign Malcolm Butler, Mike Reese said, reported at that time, the Patriots believe that when you sign a player, you sign everything that goes with him.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why they wouldn't, and suggesting that there was something with Butler that would make him a bad investment. But that doesn't stop them from giving money to Antonio Brown.
Well, they haven't given to him yet, but...
Okay, they agreed with him.
It didn't stop them signing him.
Right. So wait a minute. Like, that doesn't apply here?
Right.
Like, you don't take everything that comes with him? Because everything that comes with this guy is complete anarchy. Murray calls it... what do you call it?
A hurricane of
chaos.
Hurricane
of chaos. Like, it is. It's anarchy with this guy. You just don't know what's coming. He's going to throw a tantrum on the field because he doesn't get the ball. He's going to have blisters on his feet because he goes and get cryotherapy in France.
France.
For crying out loud.
That's where I go for my cryotherapy.
A former trainer / girlfriend, whatever, accuses him of rape in a civil suit. Or he's throwing furniture off a balcony in Florida. Like, you just don't know what's coming next.
Right. What's next? It's going to be 105 on 95. He's a perpetual ass grabber. Something else is going to happen with this guy based on his recent history.
I mean, really?
Oh, boy. Yep. Would you look at that?
Exactly.
Batten down the hatches, everyone. Grab your umbrellas. It's a Patriot storm. Run for the hills. It's a Patriot storm.
He's good for the media business, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Yeah. This guy.
No. He is to us what, like, Dorian is to the weather people. Like, the Weather Channel. Oh, my God. Those people are thrilled over that thing.
Okay. Paul Perillo standing by. We'll talk to him after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.